Are you here? I'm so glad I got to hear that message, aren't you? I believe Paul squeezed every drop of gospel out of that verse. And I was certainly encouraged by it. So glad I heard. All the messages have been outstanding. Teresa and I are glad to be here. And we ditto all the things that Paul said. So no need to say them again. I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Psalm, chapter 72, if you would. Psalm chapter 72. We live in such a religious world, and it's obsessed with being blessed. Have you noticed that? When you sneeze, people say, God bless you. You can't go anywhere anymore where someone doesn't say, have a blessed day. Have a blessed day. I saw a T-shirt in a store that I frequent, and writing big letters on the front. It said, blessed. I suppose the person that wore it was blessed. Sadly, most people don't have a true understanding at all of that word blessed as the Scripture defines it. People today just flippantly use the word blessed and really have no idea what it means. They say, I'm blessed, you're blessed, we're blessed, everybody's blessed. But are they? Are they? The world's definition of blessed means many things. You could ask 10 different people what blessed is and probably get 10 different answers. To some, being blessed is good fortune, money, wealth, possessions, land, material things. To some, being blessed means things are going well. Oh, he sure is blessed. Someone wins the lottery and folks call them blessed. A person receives a big inheritance and says, oh, he's blessed. He is blessed. Someone who's happy the biggest part of the time, people say, well, you know, he is blessed. But can you be blessed if you're lost and without Christ? Can you be blessed? I want to ask you that. Can someone, without God, without Christ, without hope in this world, be blessed? Does being blessed mean to have good fortune, wealth, success, notoriety, fame, popularity, prestige, power? Is that what it is to be blessed? Oftentimes, those things prove to be a curse instead of a blessing. Let me read you a verse out of Malachi chapter 2. I won't turn you there. Verse 2. Listen to these words. If ye will not hear, and if ye will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already because ye do not lay it to heart. God is going to curse what a lot of folks think to be a blessing. Blessings. Now, what is it to be blessed? That's what I want us to consider just for a few minutes this morning. Let me say this so you don't misunderstand me. I know that everything that we have and everything that we are, apart from being wretched sinners who deserve eternal wrath, judgment, and condemnation, is in one sense a blessing. I know that. I'm not trying to make light of that. Anything and everything apart from eternal judgment and condemnation in hell is mercy, grace, and a blessing from God. But I'm convinced that this world, religious or not, has no true understanding of what being blessed really is. Now here in Psalm chapter 72, in verse 17, the Holy Spirit, through the words of the psalmist, tells us exactly what it is to be blessed. Speaking of Christ, we read, His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun. Now look at these words. And men shall be blessed in Him. If you and I are blessed, it's going to be in Him. Blessed in Him. Because of Him. Did you know that the word blessed in the original Hebrew language comes from a word that means to be made straight? It means to be made right or to be made righteous. It means an act of being made holy. Men shall be blessed. Men and women shall be holy, shall be straight, shall be right or righteous. Where? In Him. In Christ. The word blessed also means an act of adoration. You look up the word blessed in the English dictionary, it'll tell you basically the same thing. It means to be endowed with divine favor and protection. But I'm pretty sure that when the nice lady at the restaurant or at Walmart takes your money and says, thank you, have a blessed day, that's not what they mean. She doesn't mean for you to be made holy. And she doesn't mean for you to be made righteous. She doesn't mean for you to be adored of God. She means that she hopes everything goes well for you. And she's wishing you good health and prosperity. So, again, our subject, just six words found here in verse 17. Men shall be blessed in Him. Has God blessed you? Has God blessed you? We know that being blessed is an act of God toward us. If any man, woman, any sinner is going to be blessed, there's only one way. Only one way they can be. Men shall be blessed in Him. And it's only in Christ that sinners are blessed, made holy and righteous by God. The elect of God are going to be adorned in Christ to be biblically blessed. I like that word, adorned, don't you? Oh, that's a good word. It means to be made beautiful, to be made attractive. That'll mean something to you if you see that you're ugly and if you see that you're undesirable in the sight of God. I like it when somebody tells me I look good. They may be lying, but I like it. But for God to say that, to be beautiful in His sight, to be adorned, for a sinner to be adorned means to be made holy and without blame before Him, before God in love. It means to be made unblameable and unreprovable in His sight. One day the church of God will stand as the bride of Christ, adorned, made beautiful, attractive, holy, righteous, and without blame before their heavenly husband. This divine act of being made perfect, adorable, and acceptable, holy, without blame, is what it means to be blessed, and you can only be blessed in Him. Isn't that what it says? Men shall be blessed in Him. God's sovereign act of blessing, conforming a sinner to Christ, making that sinner acceptable in the Beloved, is the very glory of God. Isn't that what the Lord told Moses? Moses wanted to see the glory of God. Turn back to Exodus chapter 33 with me, if you would. Look at verse 18. I know you know this story well, but let's look at it in light of what we're talking about this morning. Exodus chapter 33, verse 18, and he, Moses, said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he, God, said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. How is God going to show a sinner his glory? Same way he showed Moses. First, God says, I'll make all my goodness pass before thee. Jesus Christ is the goodness of God. Secondly, God said, I'll proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. How does God save sinners? By declaring the name of Christ. It pleased the Lord by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. What do we preach? We preach the gospel. What's the gospel? Jesus Christ and Him crucified. God doing for me what I cannot do for myself. God providing for me the perfect righteousness that I cannot attain on my own. Thirdly, God says, I'll be gracious to whom I'll be gracious. I'll show mercy on whom I'll show mercy. Well, salvation takes a great grace, doesn't it? But it's the grace of God in Christ. Redemption takes marvelous mercy, that being the mercy that God shows on His elect in Christ, in Him, in Him. In verse 20, God says, Moses, you cannot see my face, for no man shall see my face and live. But God can show you this. He can show you this. Verse 21, behold, there is a place by me. Christ is that place. Is He not? He's the one mediator between God and man. He's a place by Him. And then He says, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. That rock is Christ. And it shall come to pass while my glory passeth by that I'll put thee in a cleft of the rock. Christ is the rock of ages in whom we hide. And He said, I'll cover thee with my hand while I pass by. Jesus Christ is our perfect covering and righteousness. Men shall be blessed in Him. Salvation's of the Lord. Do you know what follows that in the Scripture? A period. Salvation is of the Lord, period. If you work for something, you earn it. If you purchase something, you buy it. If you merit something, you deserve it. But salvation is of the Lord, period. You can't earn it, you can't purchase it, you certainly don't deserve it. He does not bless us because we bless Him. That's what people think, isn't it? He don't do that any more than He loves us because we love Him. We love Him because He first loved us. Men shall be blessed in Him. Are all men blessed? Are all men blessed? The sinner who does not know Christ, certainly not blessed. Not as the Word of God describes being blessed or not. Apart from Christ, men and women are not blessed. They're accursed. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Cursed. Good news? Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. How? Being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. The first thing that God shows a sinner after He gives them life is this, for men shall be blessed in Him. Spiritual life, eternal life, is totally dependent on the Him of whom this verse speaks. And this hymn is Christ. He's a hymn book, isn't He? This book is a hymn book. It's all about Him. We're sinners blessed in Him. Folks say, have a blessed day. God doesn't bless days. Did you know that? He blesses chosen sinners and He blesses them in Christ. May the Lord bless you. Well, maybe He will, and maybe He won't. But if God blesses you, it's going to be in Christ and in Christ alone. I sure am blessed. Well, if you are, it's only because God chose you, and God called you, and God saved you, and God is conforming you to the image of Christ. The blessed sinner has Christ, and having Christ, they have all they need. Everything that God requires is found in Him and in Him alone. Men shall be blessed where? In Him. Turn with me to Ephesians 1. Ephesians chapter 1. In verse 1, we read, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. That's who this letter is written to. Now let me pause there just for a moment. If you're faithful to God, if you have faith in God, you must understand that faith is God's gift to you. Saving faith is given only to those who are found in Christ Jesus. Men shall be blessed in Him. Now, look at this in verse 3. The word blessed is used twice. The first time to describe God, and the second time to describe what He does for His people. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And here in Ephesians 1, the Greek word for blessed means the same thing as it did in the Old Testament there in Psalms that we just read. It means holy. It means adorable. Blessed, holy, and adorable be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us. The second use here in verse 3 is just a small variation of the same word. It means to invoke, or it means to appeal for, or to call, or to cause a blessing. God caused us to be blessed, caused us to be holy, caused us to be righteous and adorable. In the courtroom of God's justice, Christ makes appeal for us. And the justice of God declares us to be guilty. But Christ makes a divine appeal for His elect. What is His appeal? He says, I died for that sinner. Let that sinner go free. And this shows us how we're blessed. This shows us what Christ did for us as our perfect substitute. His sacrifice for sin was accepted. Why? Because it was perfect. His righteousness is perfect. He worked out a perfect righteousness for us. As our sacrifice for sin, our debt of sin was paid in full. As our advocate, it is finished, is His appeal and His address to the justice of God. And because Christ was perfect and knew no sin, His sacrifice is accepted. And now being in Him, all spiritual blessings in heavenly places are given to the blessed believer. How? In Christ. In Him. Men shall be blessed in Him. Made adorable to God in Christ. That's the message of the gospel. Blessed, adorable, worthy of worship is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath made us holy and adorable by blessing us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, but we're only blessed in Christ. You know, there's no love of God outside of Christ. There's no forgiveness of sin outside of the Lord Jesus. There's no reconciliation outside of Christ. That's why it's so foolish and ignorant to endeavor to appeal to God any other way. In Romans chapter 10, speaking of his Jewish brethren, Paul writes, "For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but it's not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Now when it comes to God's perfect righteousness, I too was once ignorant. And I'm not at all offended by that word ignorant, because it simply means a lack of knowledge and understanding. That's not offensive to me. I'm ignorant about a lot of things. I'm ignorant of how airplanes fly. I know they do. I lack the knowledge and awareness of how that big piece of metal can get off the ground and fly high in the sky, and I'm not offended by my lack of knowledge over that. I'm unaware of how it's accomplished. I'm ignorant of how a ship, a big cruise ship or a Navy ship that weighs 220,000 gross tons can float on water. How does that work? Well, I'm ignorant of that. But I know they do, because I see them float. There are many who are ignorant of the righteousness of God and how it's obtained and accomplished. Paul tells us it's not accomplished by going about to establish your own. Perfect righteousness cannot be obtained that way. And Paul tells us how the righteousness of God is accomplished in 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he, God, hath made him Christ to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we may be made the righteousness of God in him. That's how we're made righteous. Blessed with the perfect righteousness of God. Where? In him. Men shall be blessed in him. Verse 4, Ephesians 1. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Where has he chosen us? In him. Where? In him. When? Before the foundation of the world. Why are sinners chosen in him? That they should be holy and without blame before him in love. How are sinners chosen? Look at verse 5. Having predestinated, predetermined, determined beforehand, us unto the adoption of children. How? By Jesus Christ. To himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. I love the election of God, don't you? It removes all doubt about who does the saving. Before you've done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand. Oh my. In early August of 1945, a young Japanese girl in Nagasaki, Japan, got up to go to school as she normally did. But this particular morning, and I use that word particular on purpose, this particular morning, she wasn't feeling well, and her grandmother sent her to the doctor instead of to school. And that morning was the day that the atomic bomb was dropped on Nagasaki, Japan. And every single one of that young woman's fellow students were killed. Every single one of them. But she wasn't, because that morning she woke up with a stomach ache or something, and she went to the doctor instead of to school. God spared her. God spared her. Now, it's so hard not to get emotional about this. I'll try not to, but now, many years later, I know at least one reason as to why. That young girl would later give birth to 6 children, and one of those 6 proved to be one of God's elect. And I speak of my wife, Teresa, who's here this morning. Before the foundation of the world, God chose a people. And he purposed to save them. And that's exactly what he's going to do. But he's going to save them in him. In Christ. Men shall be blessed where? In him. Verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted. Where? In the beloved. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's God's beloved. If you're blessed, if I'm blessed, if we're blessed, it's only in the Lord Jesus Christ. To the praise and the glory of his grace, it says. Who has made sinners accepted? Jesus Christ made us accepted. Where are we accepted? In the beloved. That is Jesus Christ. Look at verse 7. In whom? In whom we have redemption? Redemption's in Christ. How do we have redemption? It's through Christ's blood. It was Christ's blood that was shed to provide a perfect, righteous covering for God's elect. Redemption is the forgiveness and the putting away of sin. If you're blessed with redemption, then you're forgiven of your sins and you're blessed in Him. Why are your sins forgiven? Why are you blessed? According to the riches of His grace. Not by your works, not by your will, but according to the riches of God's grace in Christ. You know, I get tickled sometimes. I know people mean well when they ask, what are you going to preach on this Sunday? Well, I preach on every Sunday. Men are blessed in Him. Now, I mean to be redundant. Verse 8, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed where? In Himself. The mystery of God's been made known to us. The mystery of redemption is revealed to us. What is a mystery? Sinners are blessed only in Christ. Not everybody sees that. Why is that mystery made known to us? According to His good pleasure. How did our redemption come about? He purposed our salvation to be found in Himself. Look at verse 13. In whom you also trusted. In whom? Salvation's in a person. You've heard that several times by these men already this weekend. What a blessing to be enabled to trust in Christ alone. We don't know what a blessing that is. Not everybody is. In whom you also trusted after you heard the word of truth. This is the truth I'm telling you. Men are blessed in Him. After you heard the preaching of the unsearchable riches of Jesus Christ, the gospel of your salvation. What is the gospel? No, the real question is, who is the gospel? Jesus Christ is the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believe. Salvation is in Christ. Being blessed has to do with believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, because that's where men are blessed, in Him. Paul goes on to say, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, verse 18, which is the earnest of our inheritance, unto the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of His glory. Our redemption was free to us, but boy, it wasn't free to God. And it certainly wasn't free to Christ. It was purchased by Him. Purchased by Him. He paid for our redemption with His own blood. He paid for our redemption. Purchased possession. Not purchased by us. Purchased by God for us. Unto the praise of His glory. He gets all the glory in this. Look at verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Isn't this all about Him? It's all about Him. Salvation is by divine revelation. You'll never believe in Christ. You'll never trust in Christ. You'll never depend upon Christ for the putting away of your sin until and unless God reveals Christ to you. Verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought where? What's it say? In Christ. When He raised Him from the dead and set Him in His own right hand in heavenly places far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under His feet and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all and in all. What am I endeavoring to say? Just this. Chosen sinners are blessed in Him. All the blessings, the promises of God in Him, no one says, in Him are yea and in Him, amen. Unto the glory of God by us. So let me ask you one more time. Are you blessed? Are you worldly blessed? Or are you biblically blessed, spiritually blessed? Are you blessed by fame, fortune, prestige, comfort? Are you made holy, adored, adorned, and made righteous in Him? For men shall be blessed in Him. I know that. And you know what? I was just sitting here thinking, I'm so blessed. I am so blessed. God has so richly blessed me. And I know many of you can say the same thing. I'm blessed. Not as the world defines it, but as God defines it. Blessed. But if you're lost and without Christ, let me ask you, are you really blessed? And if you're not, let me say this to you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God make you holy. Righteous, without blame, before Him in love. And if you're in Christ, then you're truly blessed. And I see some of you smiling right now because you're blessed. And you're blessed in Him. May God enable you to see and to know that every man, woman, and sinner shall be blessed in Him. May God enable you to trust in Him. And if He does, you're truly blessed. Thank you, Clay.